Looking ahead to April 12th and 13th at the Strand Theater in Boston, we don't want to leave out City Ballet of Boston as they present Dance Distinctive, where music and movement come alive, featuring choreography set to timeless music. And Tony Williams and team does a great job. They're going to be playing some Louis Armstrong pieces, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, The Orioles, and more. Tickets are at cityballetboston.org.
Hi, Bonnie. It's been a while since we've talked.
It has been forever, seriously.
Yes, indeed. We're doing Ben's Trumpet again. That piece has an interesting history. I created it in 2009 at the old Wheelock Family Theater, which I think is still around, but back then it had the original founders. And they really helped with the scenery and sets and costumes and props. And they had everything there. And they worked with me too. So we worked as a team. And then when I did it again in 2016 at the Strand Theater, it was a little bit bare bones. We didn't really have the funding to really do it as well as it was done at Wheelock Family Theater. And then last year, I was able to get funding for new sets and costumes, and I brought back the original set designer, Charles Baldwin. And so we did it last year, and it was successful, but we were short some performers. And so they came in last second, and we just pulled it all together. But this year, we're enhancing it even further with more scenery and sets and some really dynamic dancers and actors. And we have a great cast with children that are professional children dancers. They're not amateurs. And we have professional dancers. So I'm excited about it. You know, the story is based on Ben's Trumpet, which is a 1979 Caldecott Award-winning children's book that was written by Rachel Isadora. She's a dancer, and we both were in the Boston Ballet. We danced together back around 1970, and we became friends. And she retired young from dancing because she really wanted to follow her book writing. And she's also basically a painter. She's an artist. And the book Ben's Trumpet is, if you haven't seen it, you know, you could get it online there. She did the beautiful black and white illustrations. It's about a boy, Ben, who lives in Harlem, and he lives across the street from the Zig Zag Jazz Club. And on hot summer nights, he sits out on the fire escape outside of his apartment, listening to the music. And he loves all of the pieces of the band, but he especially likes the trumpet. And he's pretending to play the trumpet. It's a simple story. And he's out in the street with his friends playing a trumpet. And they make fun of him. They said, "You ain't got no trumpet, you know, because it's imaginary."
It's an air trumpet, you
It's
know,
an
like
air.
air guitar.
It's an air trumpet. Yeah. And one day when he comes home from school, he'll go outside of the club and lean against just next to the entrance to the Zig Zag Club. And one day, who comes out but the trumpeter? And so he invites him in to the club. But I won't tell the end of the story. It's a
You gotta go
surprise.
see, yeah.
You got to go see it. So, but it's fun, and we're able to use a lot of the great jazz artists of the time, from Louis Armstrong to Ella Fitzgerald to the Orioles, group from the 40s, and Dizzy Gillespie, on and on and on. So it's just fun to present this again for the community.
Yeah, great selections too. West End Blues, Poker
Oh.
Game, A Tisket a Tasket, Child That's Got Its Own.
Yes, Billy's there too. We had to put Billie Holiday in there. And it, you know, it's good for the kids, you know, because they're not used to jazz. And so it pulls together different groups of people, you know, from children up through young people in their 20s and 30s. And of course, those of us in the senior category. So it's really
I
good for
love that.
everybody. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And so City Ballet Boston, right?
Yes.
A little bit about the journey in to City Ballet Boston, as we've always thought of Tony Williams Dance Company, sort of
Right.
evolved, and your legacy.
You know, I started off as a 16-year-old kid from the projects in Boston and just falling into dance. And had no idea that I had an aptitude for dancing. And I was an athlete, baseball player. And then I was going to this gym in Boston and I met these guys. They're all doing gymnastics. And I got into that and jumping on the trampoline. And some of the guys were going off to take ballet lessons. And I was saying, why are you taking ballet? They said, oh, you didn't hear. The Russian gymnasts are doing ballet. That's why they're so good. This is in the early 60s. And so I followed them along to ballet class. And I sat and watched, the class. And I said, hey, that looks pretty good. It's just like being in the gym. You could jump around and make shapes and dance. And you could do it to music. And also in the gym, it's just the boys and the men. And, in ballet, you got girls there. And it's like, this is for me. And so I started to take class. And I didn't know how to dance, but, I was tall and strong. And they said, oh, this guy's got talent. So they gave me a lot of personal private lessons. And within a year, I was a member of the original Boston Ballet back in 1964.
Wow.
And then I went on from there and became a principal dancer at the Boston Ballet in 1967. And then I wanted to move on and explore the world. And I, went to New York in the late 60s and danced with the Joffrey Ballet at City Center. And then came back to Boston for another 2, 3 years dancing at Boston Ballet. But I was a gypsy, so I was always going somewhere. And then got, a chance to go to Portugal and to Winnipeg, toured South America, played in Cuba, was around the world and was teaching with the Boston Conservatory. And around that time, I started my first ballet company. It was called Ballet Theatre Boston. And then that changed into American Concert Ballet. That changed into Ballet Rocks. Then that changed into Tony Williams Ballet. And now it's City Ballet of Boston.